Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. Ethics is a very interesting subject, and in recent times, its relevance and importance to the financial world has been raised not only locally, but also internationally. So this week, I'm going to discuss with you why ethics are so important to the efficient operation of financial markets. So what are ethics? Well, it really involves a process of thinking and is directly relevant to decision-making, conduct, and behaviour by individuals and organisations in the financial services industry. So whilst we have laws in place that are guidelines to avoid punishment, sometimes such laws cannot always effectively define where the line should be drawn. Ethics then is a process more concerned with deciding how to discern acceptable from unacceptable, rather than focusing on what is legal or illegal, and is really based on the values and principles of a person. Ethics in the financial services industry does not simply have a feel-good value. It is an essential underlying component of an efficient financial system or market. The law cannot cover every situation which will arise, and it is sometimes a blunt instrument, an expensive and slow way to decide how the financial system will operate. Practically every financial market system in the world is the subject of a raft of laws. Unless financial systems and markets operate and are seen to operate with an acceptable degree of integrity, fairness, transparency, and honesty, then investors will simply not be involved. Globalisation means that investors have many choices. The underlying ethical nature of the Australian financial system and markets is one of the most important reasons they are successful. In the end, a financial system or market cannot succeed unless run by governments, regulators, organisations, and individuals who behave ethically. It's not surprising to learn that ethics in the financial markets can be traced back to the phrase, "My word is my bond." This is the motto of the London Stock Exchange. London brokers zealously adhere to their motto, which allows enormous quantities of shares to be exchanged between brokers on the London Stock Exchange without so much as a signature. Notwithstanding the existence of laws, stock market rules, and professional codes of conduct, financial market participants throughout the world operate on the basis of their word and the assumption of ethical practice and conduct in their financial transactions and dealings, rather than by reference to the commands of law. Yet, such trust and honour are not always acceptable practice. What we tend to find in some countries is that they attract few international investors due to the absence of an acceptable ethical system to underpin the effective operation of their financial markets. This may be due to different cultures, but in some circumstances is a direct effect of corruption and deceit. And on occasion, ethical eyebrows are raised by world-leading markets. Let's take the US and the GFC as an example here. It was widely accepted that the construction of complex derivative instruments related to dodgy mortgages were in effect the trigger for the crisis that quite literally froze financial markets around the world. Locally, we have had unfortunate scenarios such as Storm Financial, the collapse of HIH, and others. So where do we point the ethical finger in such scenarios? Some have said financial institutions, and others argue that government and relevant regulators were to blame. In any case, we can accept that somewhere down the line of this global upheaval, and perhaps on more than one occasion, unethical decisions were made, and that the word, so important to so many in the industry, was shattered. Ethics also plays a significant part in our lives as investors and also being standout citizens in general. If you were to visit a financial professional, you have to be sure that the advice on the service or products you are provided with are done so in an ethical manner, hence the reason for disclosure documents such as a product disclosure statement. Even in our own personal lives, we are faced with ethical dilemmas every day and the need to decide on what is acceptable versus unacceptable. The decisions we make from this defines who we are as people. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300 ShareTrade.